Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, Vindicate me against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God vindicate his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Here in this Gospel, Jesus is teaching us about the great value of prayer. Prayer is something that must be part of our lives. If you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus, then prayer has to be something that identifies you. Pope John Paul the Great, in one of his letters at the end of the Great Jubilee of the year 2000, Novo Millennio Eniete, said that Christians must be defined by the art of prayer. Prayer is very important. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, prayer is treated in the fourth section of the Catechism. The Catechism is presented in a wonderful way that can help us understand our relationship to the Lord. The first part is the Creed, which we profess every Sunday and other times as well. The Creed is like the great summary of what God is all about, who He is and what He's doing. It's like the story of who God is. The second section is the sacraments. And the sacraments, beginning with baptism, is our way to connect to the story that is summarized in the Creed. The third section of the Catechism is morality, or the Ten Commandments. This is our part in the story. It's the way we live what we profess in the Creed. And the fourth section, as I mentioned, is prayer. This is how we grow in our relationship to God, who is the author of the story. I heard this explanation of the four sections of the Catechism from a talk given by Jeff Cavins, who is a great biblical scholar in the United States. And he presented this whole idea of the story, and then the sacraments link us to the story, and morality is our part in the story, and prayer leads us to grow in relationship to God. The Catechism says in this section on prayer, prayer is the living relationship of the children of God with their Father, who is good beyond measure, with His Son, Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. So we see right away that prayer is ultimately about our friendship with God. It's not only petition. It's not only constantly asking God for things, but it is, above all, a living relationship with the Most Holy Trinity. Prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. If you neglect to breathe, if you hold your breath for too long, your body begins to weaken. Actually, everything in your body begins to fail. Eventually, you'll die. If you don't pray, then your soul will start to languish. It will suffocate and it will wither away. It will suffer tremendously. Prayer is very important. So many people today don't pray at all. And they go from bad to worse very quickly. They have no direction in their life. They have no consolation. They seek all of their strength and consolation and peace of mind in things that cost a lot of money but don't deliver. Prayer is like breathing for our soul. All of the saints were people of prayer. Not one of the saints neglected to pray. Prayer was essential to their life. Saint Teresa of Avila said that she discerned that there could be no greater good than the practice of prayer. St. Therese of Lisieux says that the power of prayer is certainly wonderful. Padre Pio used to call prayer a weapon. In fact, he used to go about the friaries saying, Where's my weapon? Where's my weapon? And the friars would say, Father Pio, you're supposed to be a man of peace. You're not supposed to have weapons. And he would say, "I'm looking for my rosary." And he felt that the rosary, which is a prayer, is a weapon. The rosary is very, very important. The rosary has, as it were, a body and a soul. The body to the rosary is made up of the prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Creed, the Prayer of Fatima, the glory to the Father. That's the external part of the rosary. The soul of the rosary is the meditation on the mysteries of Jesus Christ and Our Lady, upon the joy of His coming, the light of His teaching and His miracles, the sorrow of His passion and death, and the great glory of His resurrection and ascension. Those two parts of the rosary have to be together, the body and the soul. You can't have one without the other. The rosary is awesome because really all kinds of prayer come together in it. Not only petition, we can use the rosary to petition God for many things, and it's a really good thing to do, but also praise and adoration and gratitude towards God are taken up into the prayer of the rosary. Prayer helps us very much in our life's journey. One of the ways that prayer can help us is when we come to make decisions in life. If we have some major decision we're going to make, we should pray about it first. I can think of many times in my own life when I've made one decision and then I went to pray about it and I decided, you know, that's not the best decision. I should change it. Prayer opens our minds to eternal wisdom. We should be people of prayer, and that will help us make good decisions. Another way that prayer helps us is that it helps us to see ourselves rightly. You know, sometimes in life we can develop an incorrect view of ourselves. We can become arrogant. We can think more of ourselves than we should. If you've ever met someone who's arrogant or had to deal with them or had a boss who was arrogant, their arrogance flows about them. They look down upon other people. It's not pleasant. Or we can give in to despair. We can think that our lives are absolutely no good and that we're complete failures. If we haven't been successful at this or that, we can start to feel that our life is not worth living. But these two ways are not based on truth. If we pray every day, then we are in touch with reality. We are in touch with the truth that we are children of our Father. We're children of God, and God loves us. And so our lives are always good, but they're always good because of God's goodness coming to us. So we see ourselves as good always, and we have humility. Before God, we are nothing, but with Him, we have what we need. And before others, we are equals, because all of us are equal in the sight of God. Prayer helps us to see ourselves rightly and prevents us from entertaining the false illusions and dangerous illusions of arrogance and despair. Prayer can help us over time to see what's truly important in life. First of all, especially in the case of the rosary, we see that what's most important is what Christ has done for us. Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and He loves us. In the mysteries of the rosary, we come to encounter how it is that He loves us. The second thing that prayer teaches us about seeing what's truly important in life is the more we pray, the more we come to understand that the most important thing for us in our individual lives is to live a holy life. The greatest mission for you right now is to live a life of holiness, to be faithful to your duties in life and live in a way pleasing to God. That's your number one priority. If you don't think so, you have to make it your number one priority. To live a holy life, to live in a state of grace, to love God above all, to trust in Him, and to love one another. Many things in this world try to tell us what is most important. You know, if you think about it, there's almost a kind of war for our minds. It's as if there are so many forces in the world that want us to believe this and believe that. You know, sometimes the church is accused of having too many doctrines and dogmas. Well, everyone, every group in the world has their own set of doctrines and dogmas. They try to convince us of them. And we have to know who's telling the truth. The world wants to tell us that what's most important is things such as pleasure, entertainment, money, material things, or power. But if we pray, we come to see that God and his love is most important, that his grace and his truth, which comes to us in Jesus Christ, is most important for our lives. And prayer can help us obtain many graces and blessings for us. I don't know if you've noticed this, but about a month ago or so, we were on the brink of war with Syria, and who knows what evils would have erupted, even more so because of that. Pope Francis called the world to pray and fast for peace. He told us on that Saturday morning that we have to fast and pray, and many of us joined him in that. There were, I think, over 100,000 people in Rome at St. Peter's Square joining with our Holy Father to pray for peace, Eucharistic adoration, and praying the rosary for the cause of peace. And it seems, through various surprising means and ways, that that threat of war, or that threat of a new war, seemed to have vanished. I thought about that maybe the power of prayer, to which Pope Francis called us, really helped that. We have no idea, and we can't know in this life, how many wars have been prevented by the power of prayer. In my own life, I have experienced time and again the power of prayer. I remember some years ago, I've said this before, I had a very great challenge in my life, and I didn't think I was going to survive it. There were so many forces in opposition to me, I felt that these powers were going to defeat me. And so what I did was I said, you know what? Since I don't know who to turn to and who can help me, I'm going to pray the rosary every day. I'm going to pray the entire rosary, all 20 mysteries of the rosary, every single day. And I did that, day after day, week after week, month after month. And in less than a year's time, all of the evils that were threatening me pretty much vanished. And I emerged victorious in a very surprising way, and many graces and blessings and new great things came into my life. And to this day, I can't understand how I was able to survive that great challenge, but I attribute it to the power of praying the rosary. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to be a people of prayer, we have to take the time to pray each day. We can't just say, oh yeah, I pray, but you have to pray. You've got to turn off your computer. You've got to stop what you're doing, and you've got to pray. Pray, pray, pray as if your life depends upon it. If you stop breathing, you're dead. And if you stop praying, you're worse than dead. I encourage you to pray more each day. In this way, you are opening your life to the light of Jesus Christ, who loves us. God bless you.